What?
Magic 931.
Would you like
Brooke
to impose
Vogue.
A tax on? If it could be anyone in the world, on this day in 1772, Catherine the Great Empress of Russia, that's her full title, ended a tax on men with beards. Apparently, this tax meant that you had to pay money in order to have the privilege of wearing a beard, and you had to carry around a beard token just to prove that you'd paid the tax. Very full on, but I suppose back in those days, probably not too far out of the realm of things going on. There's been quite a few strange taxes across the planet, really, over the years. I've looked into quite a few of them. One in particular, Ireland and Denmark, along with a couple of other EU nations, taxed cattle owners on cow farts. There's no other way to say it. Because cows create so much methane, contributing to global warming, which is crazy, they got taxed. If you were a cattle farmer, you had to pay extra money just because you had cows who were farting. That's terrible, isn't it? It's a natural thing that people and animals apparently have to do. Speaking of strange taxes, back in 1696 over in the UK, a window tax was enforced. I think this is kind of a way of taxing the rich without saying they were taxing the rich. But basically, the more windows you had, the higher the tax you had to pay. So a lot of those big manors and castles, they would have been not in the best position for that. For me personally, and I'm not really sure who to tax for this, but birds that make noise before the sun is up. There is something about that that is so eerie, but also so very annoying. I actually leave home in the dark still in the mornings, and there is a bird that lives in a tree just by my garage door, and every day I walk past there and he freaks out and he tweets and he makes a horrible noise. The sun is not even up yet. Again, I'm not sure who I would have to make responsible for that, but somebody's got to be taxed because of it. Somebody who has got a strife with someone and wants to tax them as well is Keith from Barmer. He joins me on the line now. Good morning.
How you going?
Doing well, thank you. Tell me, who would you like to tax?
People who chew with their mouth open.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because I can't stand the sound. I'm sitting there and I'm eating and all I can hear in the background is...
Yeah, even you doing it just then was enough to make me cringe. I completely relate to that. How do you think it would work? Would you tax like per open mouth chew per person? What do you think?
Yeah, I think just $100 per open mouth chew should be fine.
$100, it's worth that much.
Yeah, you'd make a lot of money.
Yeah, I guess you would. Interesting in a restaurant as well. I guess it's just down to whether you'd be confident to approach the person and tell them that, you know, they're doing this horrible thing with their mouth and they owe $100.
But you just put it on the bill at the end.
Yeah, right. So it's the restaurant's responsibility if you're out, do you think?
Yeah, I think that can work. Some of the restaurants would make a hell of a lot of money off it.
Yeah, very true. Interesting. Maybe a couple of Riverland businesses might want to implement that, make some extra cash.